This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the day that President Bush begins a trip to Latin America. It's a region where anti-American government's on the rise, where the president himself is unpopular, and which he's been accused of ignoring, all of which the president regards as unfair.
I don't know if you know this or not, but since I've been the president, our bilateral aid to Latin America has increased from $800 million to $1.6 billion. And the reason I say that is the American taxpayer has been very generous about providing aid in our neighborhood. And most of that aid is social justice money. In other words, it's money for education and health. And yet we don't get much credit for it.
And the president's mission will be tough. He's trying to show he cares about the region's poor and disenfranchised. And on that issue, his rival in the region, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, has a long head start. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
President Bush has plenty of concrete items on his agenda for the trip. In Brazil, he'll be talking about ethanol production from sugarcane and global trade talks. The war on drugs is likely to take center stage in Colombia. There are immigration matters to talk about in Mexico and Guatemala, and a free trade agreement to discuss with Uruguay. But Armand Pichard-Sverdrup of the Center for Strategic and International Studies sees one overarching goal.
The objectives of this trip are basically to assert itself in the hemisphere at a time when there's a need for the U.S. to present another option to that President Chavez is promoting in the hemisphere. And it's one of public diplomacy, trying to obviously portray a softer, gentler side to the Bush administration.
And he'll do that, aides say, by highlighting some of the U.S.-funded programs in the region in education and health care. There, too, the comparisons with Hugo Chavez are apparent. While Chavez sends Cuban doctors and teachers around the region and uses his oil wealth to gain friends, President Bush told the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce this week that he'll be sending a Navy medical ship, the Comfort, to the region in June.
The Comfort will make port calls in Belize and Guatemala and Panama and Nicaragua and El Salvador and Peru and Ecuador and Colombia, Haiti and Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana and Suriname. It's going to be busy.
He says it will treat 85,000 patients. There was another point in that speech when Mr. Bush directly challenged President Chavez and his populist Bolivarian revolution. Mr. Bush made clear that he thinks Simon Bolivar belongs to, as he put it, all who love liberty.
You know, not far from the White House is a statue of the great liberator Simon Bolivar. He's often compared to George Washington, Jorge W.
While his talking points are clearly aimed at countering Chavez's influence in Latin America, his aides are trying to downplay this. Over at the State Department, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Thomas Shannon says the U.S. has a positive agenda in the region.
This isn't a competition. What we're attempting to do with our assistance and aid is not buy favor or to create a dependent relationship, which is what President Chavez wants to do. What we are attempting to do is build capacity so that we can have partners that are strong and independent, but democratic.
But when Shannon was at a House hearing last week, he got an earful from members of the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. Gregory Meeks, a Democrat from New York, complained that the administration's latest budget request for aid to the region is smaller than last year's.
Well, the president's trips coincides with the release of his 2008 budget, which slashes desperately needed development funds and anti-drug funds. The president will essentially gallivant on a five-country tour with empty hands but lots of rhetoric, mostly about why Chavez is bad, Cuba needs a change, and democracy is the answer for progress. While our rhetoric goes up, our aid goes down.
Shannon's explanations that U.S. aid has been trending upwards during the Bush administration fell on deaf ears. And other lawmakers, including Democrat Ron Klein of Florida, warned that the Bush administration has been ignoring the region at its peril, that it's not just Chavez making inroads, but Iran as well.
I think it's something that we need to take very, very seriously. We cannot be neutral. We cannot be passive. We need to be aggressive.
Shannon said the president's trip will be an opportunity to engage. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.